Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. A Mackay Hospital and Health Service spokesperson says they are committed to listening to feedback from staff. It comes after the Public Sector Commission released this week the results from the 2023 Working for Queensland survey, with 24% of respondents from the Mackay HHS indicating they want to leave their roles as soon as possible. A spokesperson noted, though, there was no active promotion of the survey, with just 68 people in the 3,700-strong workforce participating. A Queensland political psychologist claims the leadership shake-up within local government could be a message from voters. Multiple mayors across Queensland have been replaced with new blood, including New Whitsunday's regional councillor mayor, Rye Collins. UQ's Dr. Frank Moles says sometimes people vote the opposite way in local government elections to indicate frustration to higher levels of government.
But come the national or federal election, or in our country, state elections, often people start to crawl back to their original homes, so to speak. So the Labour Party or Liberal voter might go back to voting for their usual colours.
Meantime, following on from the March 16 local government election, a official swearing-in ceremony will be taking place today for the new Whitsundays Regional Council. And local renters are still feeling the pinch. Domain's latest quarterly report shows rentals in the Mackay and Whitsundays have surged to around $560 and $600 a week, respectively. That's an increase of more than 14% on the same period last year. Updating some local sport news now, and the Mackay QRL team has made a club statement overnight confirming the Cutters and former NRL player Kenny Edwards have mutually agreed to release him from the remainder of his contract. The marquee signing was yet to feature for the club in the Host Plus Cup. The club says it will make no further comments regarding the matter.